Capitol Hill.
General Motors working on the first mass production autonomous car without a steering wheel or pedals. GM hopes to put the vehicles on the road sometime next year with no human backup drivers, although it will need federal approval to do that. Waymo has made a limited number of autonomous vehicles without steering wheels and pedals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 12th of January, 2018. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the news was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 7 days a week open at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great service, new remodel, and a great walk-in humidor, the same one. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. Speaking of Tobacco and Brew, I bought my mega lottery and my, I'm not habitual at doing this. It was just when it was at $450 million. Now, didn't you say that, was it last week, Jared, or does anybody know here in the room, wasn't the $550 million one claimed?
It was claimed by a person in Florida, some lucky schmuck.
Both of the big ones, the 400 something and the 500 million, were claimed by one person each time, not 10 or 15. It was just one person. So one person walked away with the 400 something million.
Wow.
And one walked away with the 530 million, you know, before taxes. So after taxes, he'd probably only have like 300 million.
Yeah, so we probably all have our favorite places if we do buy lottery tickets and make a million. So that's right. I bought one. I bought $10 in Quick Picks. And
next time we're going for our special numbers.
Also, you were talking about the reward for the people at the store. I think it was $100,000 or something.
Is that
like
it?
That.
Is it flat?
Yeah, I think that's what
I
read.
No, I think you get a percentage. Don't you get a percentage of it if it's sold?
Well, let's find
that out. You said they got $100,000.
That's what
store.
I read when that
wow,
particular
that's
one
cool
was.
Okay. Too.
Okay,
that's cool, too.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I thought maybe, because I remember in Sacramento.
Did you check and make sure we didn't have four numbers or five out of the six?
No, we had one or two numbers that repeated on different lines, but it wasn't all in the
same
line.
See, that's the problem with doing Quick Pick. They run the same numbers. But then again, this thing is such a random, supposedly such a random. Howard, do you ever think they're fixed with $500 million in it?
No, I don't.
Do you think they're fixed at all?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. This is not Better Call Sal. Okay, anyway, the weather. Let's see, what, 50 degrees right now. Our highs will be 61, mostly sunny today, and mostly clear tonight with our lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for Saturday. Which is Saturday. Tomorrow calls for Saturday. Of course, it's Saturday on the calendar. Highs of 68, lows of 42. And Sunday calls for a sunny with a high of 66. And Sunday night is a 42. Martin Luther King Day on Monday calls for about 20% chance of rain with our highs of 61. And Monday night our lows of 45. And that's the weather cast for throughout the weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah.
And now we should have the barking sound.
Who let the dogs out? Because we have Amy.
Good morning.
Linda's over here doing, I'm not sure.
I can't do. No.
You know, from now on, no more bump music.
I can howl.
We'll just let Linda go.
Just beatboxing.
Beatboxing. Hey, you are here with a special animal today.
I am. I have a very special little dude who is missing a limb, but that does not slow him down.
He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. His name is Speedy. Speedy is a Whippet Jack Russell mix, and he is actually missing his back leg.
Right,
but
rear.
You can't
tell.
He's
standing up right now, completely balanced. Like,
yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey,
he runs around.
Hey,
he
buddy.
He sits easy, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he is.
I haven't seen him lift his leg, but that ought to be interesting.
You know,
probably just his right leg.
He's standing up on his three legs, wagging his tail right now, looking up at you with love in his heart.
Yes, he's an affectionate dog.
He's very affectionate. He's very people-oriented. Like, he really likes people.
Yeah, he's Whippet Tall.
Whippet Tall.
But
Jack Russell-y
looking. Well, he's got the color of Jack Russell.
And mm-hmm. the face.
And kind of a Whippet body.
Yeah, Whippet. He's very he's very slender.
He's mellow.
And that's very, very normal for the breed. A lot of people aren't really familiar with that. And they'll look at that and say, like, poor dog needs some food. And I'm like, well, he gets food. He gets plenty of food. They're built to be very, very lean
dogs.
They're
hunters.
They're runners and hunters.
They were bred for hunting rabbits and those kind of things. And they're sight animals. So when they see them, they run them down like greyhounds.
Yep. Yeah.
So, but this dog is affectionate, and it's quiet, and it's housebroken, and it's got, you know, is it good with everything?
Good with everything. He does great on the leash. He would be best in a home with kids 8 and up just because he's about 6. So he is kind of... Yeah. Getting into his golden years. He's not quite there yet. I mean, 6 is pretty relatively young for smaller dogs.
Oh.
But he is, because he's 6, his adoption fee is half the price due to the Powell's Fund. So thanks to the Powell's Fund, which is a fund for senior animals, so that we can, you know, put their adoption fee in half. So his is only $67.50. And he really is. He would make a really great companion for just about anybody.
And you mentioned before we began the program today that he is microchipped.
Yes, he came in microchipped, and there was no information on the microchip. There was no owner information.
Just breaks my heart because...
Yeah. And we still hold them through a hold period for about 14 days. It's the legal, you know, we hold for that because if someone took the time to microchip him, and obviously we have no idea why he only has 3 legs. So he could have...
Someone took care of him.
Yeah.
We have a lady that walks her 3 dogs down our street, and one of them, they're all small dogs, and one of them's missing the right front. Dog doesn't know it. Dog's happy. Dog's with other dogs, you know, the whole thing. And that's the thing about it, you know, with when you've got an animal like this, they just, you know...
They're very resilient.
There's not something they dwell on.
Nope. They're very, very resilient. And we named him Speedy for a reason, because he's actually pretty fast with the 3 legs, so...
Well, you know, he's over here being petted by Linda, so he's making the rounds.
He's sweet.
He is very sweet.
Well, we want him adopted today.
Yeah.
By family, because he'll give somebody a lot of love. And,
he will.
And he's, like you said, he's housebroken, he's easy on the leash. And you know, if you have a small yard or a larger yard,
he would fit into a lot of different environments. Yeah. He could be apartment dog. He could be a ranch dog. He could be running, you know, a big yard, small yard, living in an apartment. I think he would just be fine with any of that.
He
just likes to be next to people.
Mm-hmm. That's the big thing, because that's obviously the way he was raised.
He's always looking at me.
Thank you so much for bringing in the.
I look down and he's just adoringly staring up at me, and I'm like,
what else is happening in here?
Stop doing that. So we have a really cool event coming up that is limited on space. So it's something that you're interested in. I would jump on it right now. So Get Crafted is hosting a really fun string craft event at Haven, and there's snacks and hot chocolate, and it's kid friendly. You can bring the kids. Everybody gets to learn how to make a certain craft, and they provide all the materials and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's You can get registered at getcrafted.net and Haven Humane, too, for all the information. That's the 19th, and that's from 5:30 to, I believe it's 7:30 that it goes through. But it looks really incredibly fun, and so everybody at Haven is really excited about doing something that's
good.
You know, not so serious, just some fun art
fun
and
stuff.
Crafts.
And, fun stuff.
Yeah,
so
fun
that
stuff.
Would be a week from today.
Yep, that would be Friday.
That would be Friday, Bob. that would be Friday, Bob. It's an old story. It's an old joke. Okay, so that would be next Friday, a week from today, at Haven Humane from 5:30 to 7:30.
Yes, so
register at Haven Humane or Crafts.
Or Get Crafted.
Get Crafted.
Get Crafted. Yeah, so we're really excited about it. It's gonna be really fun.
What's your dog doing? Just sitting
staring
there,
staring at me,
staring at you. No. Well, you know what? You ought to have him go over there and stare at Jared. It makes Jared feel a little uncomfortable, though, after a while, the dog staring at him, because he's had police dogs stare at him a lot. No, just kidding. Jared, you know, Jared takes so much abuse from me. I love you, man.
You should get a raise.
We got all brand new, we're working on that.
Maybe.
You know, we got all brand new keys. Everybody got a key.
Oh, good.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Jared got a key?
9:40 in the morning, 9:45 in the
Saturday.
Morning last Saturday. Linda gets a call, and Jared says, did y'all change the keys? And it was like, because Jared comes in here on Thursday or Fridays. And
it was Saturday morning.
I know, Saturday morning, but on Friday is when it happened.
Oh, right.
And so, you know, we handed out keys, and then luckily, Linda blasted out from the doggy park. makes it to Jared and gives it to Jared. And, yeah. So.
Poor Jared, what an afterthought. They you know, didn't it change the locks on
you? It wasn't that
you?
At all. It was just that.
An oversight.
I thought I was fired.
No. Yeah, oh, no. That's the way we fire people around here. We just change
just
the locks.
Change the lock.
And don't tell them. I love it. No. Nobody gets fired. Okay, that's not true. It's usually, you know what, we never fire anybody. It's people that have made a decision that they don't want to work here anymore by doing something.
Oh, there you go.
But that's, you know what, I can't think of anybody that's been except a couple of salespeople, you know, after a lengthy period of time and nothing was sold. Everybody else is just, we love them. They're here. We want to keep them. They're our family. I'm kind of like the eccentric uncle. All right, got it. All right, let's adopt Speedy today.
Yes, please. Let's give him a home. Right. He's such a good boy.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Amy. All right, Jamie. You guys have a great weekend.
Hey, you know what? Sleep number. Linda's going to go down and spend the night with her parents. And you're going to go down and do things with your mom today. You'll be back tomorrow. That means I can put the sleep number bed, all of it, on 60. And then just roll back and forth in the bed. You know, I'll lay sideways in the bed because it says it's a 60. Because I sleep so well in that bed. Your sleep number, by the way, you won't have it. You won't be able to do that.
No, I won't. I won't. And I, but trust me, I feel the difference. But, you know, it's not going to stop me from staying, you know.
No.
I need to go attend to some things with my folks. And don't worry, all you beautiful, loyal listeners that have met my parents and love them, they are doing just well. Just fine.
Yes,
I'm just going to go help them with some things. But anyway, so our sleep number, my sleep number setting is 40. And boy, I tell you, I've needed it lately with all the changes here at the station.
Yep.
And all the work we've been doing.
And newest beds are so smart, they can actually sense your every move and adjust to you. You know, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Is it, you know, right now you can save $400 to $700 on the most popular Sleep Number mattresses right now. Some of the lowest prices of the season. What a great way to start off the year. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store next to the Vitamin Shop. Lay down. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Lay down in a bed. Don't just lay down when you walk in. Lay down in a bed. They're going to show you why Sleep Number is such a great bed. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo, $10,000 progressive bingo, and $20,000 marathon. Plus, at the end of the month, 10 lucky winners will be selected to win big prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive 3 tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawings every session. So, grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to top, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man from Earth. Be there as a retirement party for a far too young professor leads to more questions than answers for a group of friends wishing farewell. Is he immortal or is he an imposter? Only he knows for sure. Written by Jerome Bixby, directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Running January 20th through February 10th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Only at Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Come back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 downtown, 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 50 degrees going up to 61 today. Looks like the rain is going to disappear until next week and it kicks up again. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Hey, I'm really liking Sue.
McLean?
Sue McLean, who is our new news director.
Yeah,
doing the news at 6. Yep. I think she's just delightful to hear her reporting. You know, she puts a spin on it. And when we said, just make it yours. When you're still putting the news out there, and I love that there's, the traffic update and local roads and, things that she thinks I agree with that are important. I mean, we can hear headline news all the time, which is great. But, in an hour, it's also good to have these other local things that affect us here locally.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's true. Absolutely. Hey, one of our sponsors is SST Oil. And SST Oil is a member of the Commercial Fueling Network, and it's the largest card-locked fueling system on the West Coast. 57,000 fueling locations throughout the United States. We use it. With CFN, you can have the ability to fuel 24 hours a day. And at any of these 57,000 places, itemized billing, which lets you see individual card transactions, date, time, fueling locations, and all. Ask for details when you give them a call over at SST Oil at 241-1167. Okay. Things that are going on. Do you think Trump really said that fateful comment? He was meeting with some senators about the DACA. Redoing DACA, the Dreamer Act, when supposedly and I've got some of the specifics in here, and one of them was thousands of visas to people from Haiti, Africa, and some other places. Supposedly Trump at that point said, "Why are we trying to give visas to people who are come from countries that don't?" I'm not. No, Jared's got his hand over the prevent button here. No, I'm not going to use the word. He said from these places, and he described these places, and the last word was hole. And he said, why would we provide visas to these people that they're not? What are they providing to us? What are they bringing in, as opposed to just coming in here and living off the government? Now, he said he didn't use that word. The other people said he did use that word. The thing is, it doesn't promote harmony, but then again, Trump is not something that, is not a person to promote harmony, obviously. But what this does is it gives all the Trump haters something else to focus on instead of the Dream Act. Is he that smart? I don't know. Is he that smart to do that kind of stuff?
It just
infuriated a lot of people, including one of this really hot shot GOP out of this representative, this lady out of Utah, African-American lady, or a Haitian immigrant daughter.
Well, the United Nations have just come forward and said they have called Trump a racist.
Yeah, I know. And they did.
The United Nations. Now, that's shameful.
Well, if...
Don't you think?
If Trump said that, there's better ways of saying things. You know what? Did he say, though, here's... Was his message this? Look, why are we taking people in from countries and absorbing people in from countries that
that cannot offer anything to our society. They don't have education. They don't speak the language. They don't have a profession. You know, this, you know, what happens when they come into our systems and we end up taking care of them? I can see why he said it. You know, people that immigrate here, I mean, if you go into other countries and immigrate, you've got to have some kind of, you know, in many cases, like Australia and others, you've got to have like a trade. You've got to be able to take care of yourself, these kind of things. You know, back in the past, you know, days, when people came in from other countries, they had to have, you know, they had sponsors that were going to help them. They had jobs. They were going to get them jobs and all this. Now you just have to come in and the government takes care of you. So if he said that word, is that right? Absolutely not. Because there's lots of people from these countries, you know, that do offer a promise to our nation.
Well, we had a business owner here last week who whose family immigrated from Vietnam.
Yep.
And but they waited in camps. Remember that?
Well, they came here in camps, but then they learned English. They were learning English. They built businesses here, and you know, and as such. But yes, they came to this country penniless from a country that had been at war for decades, and were on our side. And when we pulled back, we brought hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese with us, who have, for the most part, turned into very capable, wonderful citizens.
So is Trump running the country like a business, or is he globally minded?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're facing here.
I'm not sure. I think he's running it I'm not sure. I don't think he's globally minded in per se like that. I think what he has said is this. You know, when they had the meeting yesterday, here's what the deal included. They're going to end the visa lottery, which is what, you know, if you're on a visa, you know, it's a lottery, and if your name gets picked, no matter who you are, you get to come over.
Mm-hmm.
That ends. But they want to use those to reach out to hundreds of thousands of others here illegally on temporary protective visas. And, you know, with that, it's a... they want to use that. So it's not like you're cutting back. The next thing.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the mudslides.
Okay, well, let me just finish this thing.
Oh, I thought you said the next thing. You looked at me like, go ahead.
And the next thing on this was they want to have a very generous pathway for Dreamers that goes well beyond the 700,000 that was, you know, that are supposedly here. They want to invite, you know, they're going to have other people with them. But they also said less than 10% of the funding and the things they needed for the border wall. So what Trump said is, this isn't, you're bringing me that, we're bringing in even more people, we're going to end this one thing, but then give those visas out to somebody else. Chain migration may be cut back a little bit, but, you know, the wall's not going to be built, and that was one of the things he promised. And if it's not being built, Trump's finished, because all he did was he lied, you know, and it's not the fact that he couldn't build it. He can. He controls the Congress. He said, you know what? I'm going to let the people in. This is how we're going to do it. But we're also going to build that wall. Much lights.
Well, Montecito, the numbers are horrific. And just begin to tell the tale of this, the tragedy unfolding in this quaint coastal hamlet. And if you've ever been there, it is quite like that. Overwhelmed by walls of debris, mud, and water, where rescuers Thursday continued the onerous search of California fire put the affected area at 30 square miles, 17 people dead, 28 injured, 43 missing, 65 homes confirmed destroyed, and more than 400 damaged. 14 helicopters, 4 water rescue teams were aiding the effort, and rescue teams were still slogging through the mud, hunting for the missing and assessing the damage. Talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, a Montecito resident, ordered to evacuate before the mudslides began, discussed the tragedy on our show. And the last numbers were barely extinguished when the rains came. So residents of some of the communities were ordered out in advance as authorities feared the hillsides left bare of vegetation by the fire would be swept down.
Like 20,000 people were evacuated out of there.
Some residents watched as crews tried to clean up the area, still in disbelief. One of the guys 2 blocks away was just saying, I heard rumbling and ran for my life. I literally ran for my life. That's scary. That's almost like, you know, lava coming out of, and you're running for your life, and that's how people got swept away in these mudslides. And I was yesterday, our new sales girl, Jennifer Valenzuela, I introduced her to Pam Hill, and they both grew up in Santa Barbara, and they talked about how the hills come down, and then it comes, and Montecito and Santa Barbara, this whole area combined, and they knew that the Montecito Hotel is filled
with mud.
Yes. That's just...
Well, not totally, but in the lower.
Yes, yes.
But here's the thing is that because the vegetation keeps the mud from moving, and now they had all those horrendous fires all the way down to the streets, and then they got all this rains, and more rains coming in, by the way, next week. Yeah, it was just a matter of time. And can you imagine being evacuated from the fire, get back home, your home's okay from the fire, and you're there for 2 days. Or a week, and then here come the mudslides. You get out again, and it takes your house. You thought you dodged a bullet.
Well, when you see the pictures, it just goes to show you that these natural disasters do not discriminate. There's probably a very expensive Porsche Carrera underneath a beautiful rock home, just filled with mud. Forget it, it's totaled. And the debris. I mean, I've been through a flood. My parents in 1986... they went through the flood, but after the flood was gone, they didn't get the mudslide, but everything, the debris and the muck, everything was ruined underneath the house. So I can only imagine if you've got a wall of mud, a freeway of mud, it's moving that fast.
Yeah.
Once it takes up speed.
Once it's there.
So anyway, let's heart some prayers for the tragedy. I mean, we have lots of tragedies throughout the world, but right there, I mean, it's just, horrific. And that happened in L.A. not too long ago. In the valley, when people had mudslides coming
people
down,
people built on the sides of those mountains.
And I lived on the side of a mountain in LA.
They built on sides of mountains, and they put they'll put some kind of supportive retaining walls, but also supporting structure underneath them. But when the whole side of the mountain moves or the hill moves,
and it's been
there's
burned
nothing
down,
they can do.
So there's nothing roots to hold it down.
All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We had Devin Tuttle on the other day from Gover Ranch, and it was a great, great, great show. And one of the things is that the reason they were able to buy the Gover Ranch and make their dream come true is because of Cornerstone Community Bank. They helped them move their dreams forward, which is what the motto of Cornerstone Community Bank. Head out and check out their newest addition there at 1845 California Street. Go on and check out the extended hours. Find out why customer service is so important. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. What's it look like out there?
I'm just wondering why with Jared, you know, I always love about our bump music. She's been picking some interesting songs today.
She always picks interesting songs.
Where did
songs.
That come from?
I'm not really sure.
Was it the title, or how did it come up? And you said, Alan, do you listen to it before you actually bump it?
I try to, but I don't always get a chance.
And what's the name of that band?
This is the Yardbirds.
The Yardbirds.
Yeah, that's from the
60s. That's your era.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. 60s. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? You know, everybody's been telling me, you know, you ought to play something different on the on that last bump music instead of...
Journey.
And I said, okay, well, let's go find that Warrior song. I think you found that
Jared's
Warrior song
one
for
found
me.
It.
And it's about standing in rivers of blood. And if you're going to give the Marines a bad time, they're coming after you. And we're
like Montecito.
Yeah. So I said, okay, you want a different bump music? But you got to get it. And you got to get past the all that stuff in the front and let it where it starts. So that'll be the last thing you hear today on Fridays, on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay.
Hey, the weather. Let's go to the weather. Currently 51 degrees. Our highs today will be 61, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 43. As we progress to the weekend, Saturday will be sunny with our highs of 68. Sunday will be high with 66 and clear. Partly cloudy, though, on Sunday night, and Martin Luther King Day on Monday will be most likely to rain. Partly sunny with a high near 61, and that night close to 45. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Low-cost dental cleanings. All adult patients are screened prior to scheduling appointments. Children 7 to 17 seen in January and February. Here's a special screening event January the 17th.
Where?
At 8:30 a.m. It's going to be at Shasta College at the Dental Hygiene Clinic on Market Street, right down here in the beginning of the promenade, that big building there. Asked to be seen by Arena. Give them a call at, call them at 339-3608.
I bet you could probably look that up on their website,
well,
too.
But you know what, if you want to, you know, this is going to be.
That's great.
Now, it's going to be done by students who are performing cleaning and x-rays.
That's great.
But that's, you know, they're being supervised the whole time.
Yeah. See, I would do that. I wouldn't mind getting, helping somebody along as they're, you know, I'm not so sure I would do that with my hair. Because I wouldn't want to be orange. But with your teeth, I mean, you know, they're not going to...
Just your teeth?
They're going to just clean
connected
it.
To your heart, your brain?
Well, I mean, they're cleaning.
That's right.
So it's not like they're needling. They may be scraping a little bit and then taking x-rays. So
and this isn't for first-year students.
No, they got to be working on it. Also, we want to do an announcement that, you know, yesterday I did the greeters for the Chamber of Commerce. I'm really impressed with what the Chamber of Commerce is starting to do to help businesses and how they're growing, and Jake Mangus has done a fabulous job in leading this body of work. So yesterday we met at Bartlett's Hearing Center, and that's a locally owned business of the guy who talked about his grandparents starting it in I think, Oroville. So he's got five stores.
Wow.
And so there must have been about maybe 60 or 50 business owners there. And they pass the mic around, and you get to talk about who you are and your business for a second. But the people hosting it get 10 minutes. So I took Jennifer, our new sales and marketing gal. And I haven't been in it years. So I really enjoyed the feeling of people coming out and, you know, representing their business. A lot of locally owned people who own business for themselves, cleaning agencies, window guys, a banking, mortgage. I mean, the list went around. So on 2018, in February 23rd, which is where we're just around the corner, at the Cascade Theater, you can go to 2000 Legends and Leaders Gala. So go to reserve your seats, go to cascadetheater.org or go to CandiceEdRedingChamber.com. I would really like us to go because it's really going to be who's the recipient for, what would it be called when you're Citizen of the Year?
Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year. Small businesses, large business. I think that's the way they do it.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you remember when the spotted owl became endangered? What they did is they pretty much shut down a lot of the logging industry. Well, now that the pot industry is booming, it appears that spotted owls are really becoming endangered, and as are many other animals, and you ask yourself why. It's because these guys growing out using illegal pot grows use illegal rodenticides, stuff that goes into generations. It just doesn't kill the animal. It then kills anything else that eats the animal. So they put out all this rat poison to keep the mice and rats from eating the marijuana. And then when they go out and die, animals like the spotted owl, the barn owl, fishers, what else? Foxes, coyotes, and even bears have died from this poison that they're using in the pot grows. Now, it's amazing to me that when they found out that the environmentalists went into the fact that they that logging was dangerous to the spotted owl, and they put together millions of dollars and thousands of hours of time to fight it and won the battle and put the logging industry on call, and in fact put a lot of loggers out of couldn't log, or they had to go through a year to go through and prove that the spotted owl they weren't going to just hurt the spotted owl. And yet we have all these pot grows, and I don't see the environmentalists standing up and screaming. I don't see them spending millions of dollars and pushing the government to wipe out these illegal grows. Isn't that interesting?
I agree with you, because I know it's legalized, but it also needs, just like if we're going to do anything for profit, we have to pay a tax. We have to, like if you're a dry cleaner, they've gone through all kinds of...
Yeah, for the chemicals they use.
For the chemicals that they use.
But these are, and so what they're going to say is, well, when we can grow it legally, we won't have that problem. That's absolutely not true. Because you're going to put taxes on it, you're going to do this, and illegal pot growers can find out they can sell it cheaper than you can buy in the stores, and people will continue to do that, and they'll continue to go out there and destroy our forest and kill animals. Anyway,
we're going to
take a break, and with us is Keith Houston Jr.
Good morning, Keith Houston Jr.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you went out with your question, and the question was?
The question was about Redding approving the sale of recreational marijuana.
Uh-huh. I bet you got a lot of comments, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a good idea or a bad idea, right?
Yeah, it was a good idea or a bad idea.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back and discuss that. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. The only place in town that I buy my guns at is Bastiani Arms. Why? Great customer service. They know what they're talking about. They're friendly. They have great gunsmithing. They have classes in concealed carry and hunter safety. They have it all. They're locally owned, locally operated. You come in at 9 in the morning, and if you're there when they're getting ready to close, they're not going to close. They're going to make sure you as a customer are treated very well. Bastiani Arms. On top of all of that, they give veterans discounts. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Right here in Redding, Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Friday, 7:48. It is the... Gosh, it's the 12th. We're almost at the middle of the month here in January. My gosh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio this morning. On this Friday is Carl and Linda Bott.
We have with us Keith Houston, our man on the street.
Hi, Keith.
He's been down in San Diego visiting parents and doing all that stuff. And, you know, he's back to school now.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Did you say that your mom, when you're on the radio, does she stream you?
Yeah, they stream me, or my mom, my dad, they both stream me.
So they're good morning. Right now, good morning, mom
good morning,
and dad.
Good morning, mom and dad, Houston.
You know what? You got a great son here. This guy is, I mean, he really is. He's so well liked by the people at the university, and I can understand why. He's just a solid young man.
It's important.
So I hope you are listening today so you can hear that.
Yeah, and we were talking about, you know, that we have seen him progress. And while you were out of the room, but I was feeling, you know, because I watched from afar. And I love, first of all, share with your folks and share that I think that you're very present. That's important because I think in today's society, many people of your age can be like totally gamed out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so, like you said, and so you're present. I just said, So let's rub off on each other that we're not going to do that. Let's go to our man on the street.
Let's go to our man on the street. Okay, the question was?
The question was, Reading is about to approve the sale of recreational marijuana. Is this a good or bad idea?
Okay, and so you went all over?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's hear what happened.
Reading is going to approve the sale of recreational marijuana. Is this a good or bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea, but then again, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a bad idea because it's just going to obviously encourage more kids to smoke weed, marijuana, sorry. And, but then again, with them legalizing it, I think it won't allow people to, or kids, I guess, to sneak around. So I don't know. That's kind of a touchy subject, you know? I'm kind of in the middle, in between with that topic.
Okay.
I think it's a bad idea in a sense that it's making it more available for kids and maybe encouraging it more had it not been legalized. But it's a good idea in a sense that they'll be able to control distribution better and maybe have somewhat more of a regulation on it. But I'm not really sure exactly how I feel.
I think legalizing marijuana is a great idea because a lot of people suffer from like certain disabilities. For example, like they have insomnia, they have some sort of like pain in their back or like something with their health, and I think it's okay. Or like even like people who are cancer patients take it for their health, and I think it's beneficial for their health and for, you know, medical reasons, as well as like for people who like really struggle with like other addictions. I feel like this is actually something that is beneficial for the health. It is, you know, it can be, I think, addictive, but it's a good addiction to have it in the person's health. And yeah, I just agree with it.
I think it's a good idea for the community. It's going to bring a lot of revenue to the community as well. With California taxes and just the demand for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are still going to buy it illegally, in my opinion, just because it's whatever it is, it's going to happen. It's a drug. But for the people who do buy it legally, it's going to bring a lot of money for the city.
Reading is about to approve the sale of recreational marijuana. Is this a good or bad idea?
I mean, honestly, I don't think anything is changing. I think that the only thing that is slightly different is that marijuana is now becoming more public. That's the only thing, because everyone's doing it anyway. I know that, you know, people get the medical marijuana card, but they're not entirely for medical uses. And the kids get it from the parents or whoever, you know, their friends who have some or who have cards and all that kind of stuff. So really, it's just moving into the public face, something that everyone kind of knows is happening. So I'm not really affected by it, but really, I don't think much is changing.
Okay. You know what? Those were interesting comments. Were these mostly from all from over the students?
over there at Simpson? Or
yeah, they were primarily Simpson students.
Primarily. Okay, so you had some, you know, that said, but two of them said, you know, I'm kind of torn. I'm kind of in the middle here.
The first two gals.
The first two, you know, mm-hmm. I really think it's going to make things easier for people to get drugs, younger people, even though it's going to be legalized and you've got to buy it like you would liquor. I mean, these kids are getting it now. I mean, they're 13 years old and they're smoking it. So they're getting it from someplace.
Were you surprised at the comments that people were making? Were you surprised?
Just a little bit, I would say. I think that with the, like, marijuana is a very touchy subject in our society. And so the fact that they were, you know, iffy with it, I was a little surprised.
Especially the youth, you know, I would, you know, but.
You would think they'd be going, yeah, this is a great idea, but they weren't. And two of them I thought were very, they were right on when they said, well, or the one of them was, he said, look, it's a money thing.
And it's going on, and people are going to get it however. It's just like any kind of thing, they'll get their hands on it if they want it. But, you know, I think that the two women that were the females, or I don't know what we're supposed to call people now. I mean, the two first females. They were concerned about kids.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think that's primarily the word you used earlier is probably on the top two things that we're mostly concerned about is having it become a recreational drug for children or kids as their brains are developing. And I think that, I don't know, we should talk about the studies of that later on. That doesn't pertain to this particular, I mean, it does pertain, but so you did a good job.
Thank you.
Did you, what do people do? You know, we got a couple minutes left. So when you come up and say, hey, I'm Keith Houston, I'm KCNR Radio, and this is a man on the street, and then you, boom, you hit him with the question, and you're doing it with your iPhone, which, by the way, records very well. You can send it, makes it into an MP3, no problem. How many people do you have to ask before you get somebody that's going to respond, usually? Is it
first
like 2-1 or 3-1, or is it 1-1, because you're really a friendly guy.
Yeah, first of all, the approaching and the introducing of myself, like, I'm from KCNR, I'm doing a segment, that part's probably the toughest. But after that, once I tell them everything and then ask them the question and then ask their permission if they want to be recorded and all that, that's all fine. I usually get women who say yes. The males usually turn it down a couple times, so... but other than that, it's pretty easy, I would say.
No, good. Well, it's because of you. It's because of your big smile on his face.
And I'm curious because, you know, Carl, you've met this young gentleman here, Keith, and you guys came up with this idea. Keith, for you now, is this 4 months? Are we into 4 months?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Like
I believe
so, yeah. So what have you learned from this experience, a takeaway?
For me, I always struggled with public speaking. With me being a communication major, I always struggled with having to talk in front of a group of people or in front of people. But, you know, with this, you know, I broke out of my shell, and it makes me have to go up and talk to people and confront people. Also, I have a slight speech impediment, so, you know, I'm able to just to speak and I guess work on that while I'm doing this, and so it's pretty helpful in that regards, I would say.
Oh, so proud of you because it does take to come out of your shell. I mean, it first of all, it takes a winner attitude, and you are an athlete, so you know how hard you've had to work to play ball and go to Simpson. We're very proud of you. We're so happy you're on our team. And we would love to see and help any way we can to continue to see you grow. It makes me almost feel teary-eyed to see, you know, it's great that we can take our vehicle and help you become a better driver.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know what? So we'll come up with something next week that's going to be, so, you know, that something contentious.
What do you think of the Trumpisms?
Yeah. So should President Trump describe other countries as blank hole?
No.
No.
See, yeah, you know what? And I won't do that to you. But you could say, you know, things like who's the governor of California? That would be good. You know, which way is Mexico, north or south? I asked my stepdaughter that when she was in high school. She was in middle school. I said, so you want to go to Mexico? Yes. But was that north or south of where we are right now?
And by the way, that's not my daughter. I don't have kids.
She couldn't. This was years ago. She could not tell me if it was north or south. And, she was in middle school. I would think that by middle school you would know where Canada and Mexico were. Mm. Maybe it was just her. Anyway, Keith, thank you so much, buddy. And we'll come up with a good one.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
You're doing a great job. Okay. Hey, when Congressman LaMalfa is calling in here at 8:05. I've been assured that that's going to happen. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump denies using an expletive to describe African countries and Haiti during an Oval Office conversation with some lawmakers.
The president tweeted that the language he used at the meeting to discuss undocumented immigrants was tough, but this was not the language used. He went on to say what was really tough was the outlandish proposal made. On Thursday, the White House did not dispute reports that Mr. Trump used vulgar language when questioning why the U.S. would accept more immigrants from Haiti and countries in Africa. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ford is stepping up the urgency of a Takata airbag recall. This involves certain 2006 models of the Ranger pickup truck.
In 2015, a South Carolina man driving a 2006 Ford Ranger pickup was killed when an airbag inflator exploded. Some 2 years later, a West Virginia man died the same way. Ford says it's now determined that both of those inflators were made on the same day. Now it's telling the drivers of some 2,900 Ford Ranger pickups to park their vehicles. Don't drive them, and dealers will either make a repair at the owner's home or send a tow truck.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. Inflation, a no-show last month, rising a barely discernible 0.1%.
The Labor Department says the December increase in consumer prices followed a much bigger 0.4% jump in November. Over the past 12 months, overall inflation is up 2.1%, while core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy costs, rose 1.8%. Low inflation has made the Federal Reserve cautious about raising interest rates too quickly.
Correspondent Jeremy House, retail sales up 0.4% last month. Wall Street in rally mode, the Dow's up 198, NASDAQ ahead 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
President Trump will not be going to London after all.
Donald Trump's planned state visit to Britain may have been on the back burner, but a more straightforward working visit was expected in February to open the new US embassy in London. The US ambassador, Woody Johnson, said before Christmas that he thought the president would come. Well, not anymore. Instead, the U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is expected to take the President's place. But in an astonishing tweet, Mr. Trump said he had cancelled the trip because he was not a big fan of President Obama's decision to sell the old London embassy. It had gone for peanuts, he said, only to be replaced with a new one in an off-location for $1.2 billion. Bad deal, he wrote. Wanted me to cut ribbon. No.
The BBC's James Landale. Chinese regulators rebuking Delta Airlines and medical device maker Medtronic for referring to Taiwan as a country on their websites. News and analysis, townhall.com. Seems that much of Egypt's legislature favors staying the course.
More than 500 of Egypt's 596 lawmakers have signed recommendations supporting a re-election bid by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, even before he's formally announced his candidacy. El-Sisi is considered virtually certain to run in the March 26th through 28th election and to win a second four-year term. So far, no candidate who can pose a serious challenge to the general-turned-president has emerged. Under the Egyptian constitution, to qualify to run, any would-be candidate must gather formal recommendations from at least 20 elected members of parliament. Keith Peters reporting.
Charlotte, North Carolina police say a man suspected in a fatal shooting has been killed in a shootout outside department headquarters that left an officer injured. Charlotte Mecklenburg police telling the Charlotte Observer the 23-year-old man was shot last night after ambushing the officer who suffered minor injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is 8:06 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week with the same great service, the same great walk-in humidor. Doesn't get any better than Tobacco and Brew.
It's currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 61 with the weather outlook mostly clear tonight with our lows of 43. Saturday calls for sunny with our temperatures around 68 and our lows of 42. Sunday, sunny, 66, around 42 at night. Martin Luther King Day, 20% chance of rain with our highs of 61 and rain on Monday night, lows of 45. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Our weather sponsors. Let's go to Susan Eastman, who's our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan. What is happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are opening at record highs this morning as investors weigh in on the economy and corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 198 points at 25,773. The S&P 16 points at 2,783. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 40 points at 7,252. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, General Electric down 2 cents, trade at 19 even, Rite Aid up 20 cents, trading at $2.54, Bank of America up 28 cents at $30.93. For local retail stocks of interest, Costco up $2.37 at $191.76, Target up $2.80, trading at $76.79, Walmart up 32 cents, trading at $101.34. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.56% and the 30-year bond 2.86. Over to commodities, gold is up $9.70 an ounce at $1,333, silver up 18 cents at $17.21 per ounce, and crude oil trading down 27 cents at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. So if somebody had invested $10,000 like 10 years ago, they'd be doing okay, huh?
They sure would. We're enjoying the rally.
Okay.
But, you know, one day we're going to see something go down. We'll have to wait and see.
Well,
we'll
just wait for a couple years. Well, let's just wait a couple years for that.
Yeah, we're enjoying everything.
Hey, have you seen?
Have a great Friday.
Thank
you. Bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that's Susan Eastman, who's the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2706 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-243-7561. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, we don't let anybody touch our HVAC systems except Alliance Heating and Air. Best in the North State, and there's a reason. They are the best in the North State. Treat you like family, highly professional, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Let's go to the phones, and we have our wonderful Doug LaMalfa with us this morning. Calling, are you calling all the way from Washington?
No, I'm calling all the way from NorCal.
Well, welcome to the show this morning. We're so glad you could call in.
So what part of the blank...
Congressman.
What part of the quote from President Trump has played back to you so far?
Shoot.
How much of it have I heard, or how much of it has...
Have people commented to you yet?
Oh, I haven't checked my social media or inbox yet on all that stuff, but, you know, I mean... It might be an inartful term, but to be honest with you, there's a lot of people I know that'll come up and use the exact same verbiage about how they feel about what has been going on with the so-called refugee thing or the illegal immigration. Like, the kicker for it for them is that when they want to make our country like into what they came away from.
I don't understand that portion, why people are going to do that.
They use that inartful term when they're angry over that. Well, like, why would they want to make our country into the thing that they, that they just left? And, you know, I hear it. It's like, because why do we want Sharia law in this country? Why do we want the even higher level of corruption of government and process that comes from one of those countries by people trying to bring it here? But I have a kind of a funny one. One of my Arizona colleagues I was chatting with one day, and you know how a lot of Californians move out of the state to get away from the taxes, the regulations, the corruption, the immorality going on in the state legislature with the stuff they pass. So I moved to places like Arizona, Nevada, Idaho. So I said, I asked them, so, you know, what do you think? You got all these Californians moving in. They seem to be some of our best businesses and maybe best citizens moving down to get away from the nonsense here. And he says, yeah, you know, it's all right, I guess. But when they get to Arizona, they'll say stuff like, we want bike paths. So, you know, just,
when they had
that greeny type, hey, I'm not against bike paths, but it's just kind of the thing. You start bringing the, you know, suburban mentality of all that with them and stuff. So, you know, so it's kind of like that. So, you know, even our neighboring states feel the effect of Californication upon them. So,
well, the representative, and she's your one of your colleagues, the one out of Utah, who's a Haitian immigrant. Her parents were Haitian immigrants. Right. So I mean, it's not like everybody from those countries do not provide, you know, something to us.
No, it's good, but you know, it kind of brings to the head the discussion on immigration, on who we're going to invite,
who we let in,
invite for citizenship, and the criteria used to be a whole lot different, you know, 70 to 100 to 150 or more years ago of, you know, people were required to bring a skill, to bring, you know, to have a job waiting here for them, to have sponsors waiting for them here, instead of just like, oh, come here and jump onto our system. I mean, if to take it to the way extreme, what if we just erased our borders and told everybody in the world, which the Democrats seem to, in a way, lean toward, is like, just, hey, everybody come on in here and just jump on our school system and jump on our aid system. I mean, how would that work with how many hundreds of millions you want to do that? Of course that's attractive to everybody. So do you have a country if you don't have borders? So, you know, that's the thrust of this whole thing, is that this negotiation going on. You know, hey, I'm at a human level, I have sympathy for some of the, you know, people caught in this DACA thing. Yeah, you know, their parents made a decision on them. But on the other hand, and that can be negotiated in the big picture if we get a true border control system there, a fence, a wall, extra agents, other technology, all those things that make our border truly secure, truly in our control. That has to be the number one thing on the table before we even talk about DACA or anything else.
Do you think President Trump would be a one-term president if he rolls over on that wall?
I think we'll all be one-term everything if we roll over on that, you know, except for like the Sheila Jackson Lee district there, the urban ones that seem to like all this stuff. But, I mean, if I voted for something that didn't move in that direction, and I have no intention because I believe firmly in what I'm talking about here, that you don't have a country if you don't have an enforced border, and how many times you want to amnesty over and over again. You know, Ronald Reagan, I think he intended well in 1986, and he trusted the people he sat down at the table with, and then they stuck him on it, you know. So the authorization of 700 miles worth of fence some years ago, it got authorized. I think the money even got mostly put aside, but never got built. So
that was under Obama, too. That was under Obama.
How many times you let Lucy pull the football away for you, from you before you quit trying to kick it? So.
Hey, okay. We're here with Congressman Doug Emhoff. If you have questions for the congressman, of course, give us a call. 605-4567. You know, we got to take a quick break here, Congressman. We come back. The the immigration thing has just gone crazy. But the tax bill that was passed, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that now that it's passed and people have had a chance to look at it, and what you think the results of this tax bill has been. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. He is in the business of automotive repair and safety for your family. It might look just like a little chip, but that little chip could freeze, that little chip could get hit by something else, and all of a sudden you're driving down the road and you have a crack that goes straight across your windshield. Impairs your vision, or it could even worse. I tell you what, Jeff Wurst, a veteran, and it's a veteran-owned business, knows how to fix this. He guarantees his work, and he fixes cracks up to over 24 inches in length. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug Lamoffo, 15 minutes after the hour.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them. I personally am driving a brand-new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA-rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with the complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia, and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Linda and I are here today. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 51 degrees, and we are here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Welcome back to the show.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good, doing good.
Hey, you know what? The tax bill caused so much consternation between a lot of people, but since then...
Mostly the Democrats, guys, gals.
Yep. But since then, there's been... What's the feedback you're getting now?
Well, again, my social media is distorted by people that don't like me. So most of the stuff we get is from people that don't pay taxes that think that somehow we're going to go after Medicare or Social Security in order to somehow pay for it. But we see the strength of the economy rebounding amazingly this last year that, stock market. I'm not a big stock market investor myself. I mean, we dabble around with a couple of things, but that is raising everybody's retirement, their 401ks, their pension. Everything is coming up with that. People are investing. You're seeing all these companies just in the first month that are bringing investment into the country, like what we're talking about. You know,
giving bonuses to their employees.
Yeah,
and
even Walmart. You know, I mean, the unions and the Dems hate them, but they're doing things with boosting their wage across the country, and you know, so for some of your senior staff have been around for a while. So you know, we're seeing already the beginning of the benefits of. Was it a perfect bill? No, but when you try and poke a 74,000 page tax bear, it's not going to be very clean and very easy to get the perfect thing out of the chute. So refinements will be done coming along here, and people are worried about, well, these tax cuts expire for families and stuff in 7 or 8 years. That had to do with the way Senate rules are. Senate has some arcane pain-in-the-rear rules over there on how they do things. So we're going to revisit that and make those permanent as well. So it's just a deal where we're working within the structure we have of what it was in 2017, 2018, and moving the ball. So I think what we've always talked about, what President Trump, as our new president, has talked about and pushed for, this is the direction that is raising the tide for all the boats in this economy. Yeah, again, is there some nuances or is there some particular divisions that aren't going to do as well, or in some cases, yeah, but these are things we're going to iron out over time. You don't just take 70,000 pages of tax code and hit it perfect first time out. It's been a lot of years of lobbying and pieces of legislation and exemptions and this and that put in place, and one of the big thrusts of doing this thing was to try and make it a little simpler for the average family to do their taxes. That's why doubling the exemptions for whether it's a single or married couple is going to make it where even more people don't even have to bother to itemize, to sit down and find all those receipts and add them all up. And, you know, the concept was, can you do your taxes on basically a postcard or a little larger than a postcard? And, you know, I mean, maybe a lot of people can, but it's about simplification, but also putting more dollars in people's pockets and also causing investment to come back to America here, which you're seeing some of the dividends already, even power companies that are reducing their rates a little bit because they're seeing their cost of business going down. So when have you heard that? So, you know, it's not a be-all, end-all, but it's an ongoing issue we'll keep working at. Because, and you know, Carl, Linda, this is the Republican concept at work. This is conservative concept at work of deciding that we're going to put the power back in the hands of the people that work and invest, and that it isn't the government that's going to provide a solution, because government, generally whatever it touches,
has a tendency. Yeah.
I won't use any Trump terms here, but it doesn't.
No, I was going to say, we were getting ready to. Jared's hand was hovering over the delay button right there. Hey, you know what, Congressman? You know, and that's a really a good point about how, you know, Trump has rolled back a lot of regulations and things like this. But here, out here in California,
we help too, Carl. We help too.
Okay, well, no, you know what I mean. But you know,
Congressional Review Act, the CRA, we did about 17 of those.
Right.
We did those and sent them to them, and they rolled back a lot of silly regulations. And there's stuff that we want to do with infrastructure. We want
to
build.
I was going to there next, but I want to just throw this out. How the state of California is picking and choosing the laws they want to obey.
Yes.
Is this Sessions has kind of like started taking a look at this. One of the ways is you know how we've legalized marijuana. Sessions has now said is that the regional attorney there can enforce or not enforce the laws as he sees it. So is this something that's going to happen and they're going to come after the marijuana? Or even better, is there going to be something done about the sanctuary state?
Well, again, that's ongoing. We're looking at ways of how sanctuary city state can be defunded. You know, there's courts are ruling you can't do that. Like, well, last time I looked, when you appropriate money, that's still the power of the Congress at that level or the legislative level, not the courts, to decide how money is spent. So, you know, maybe if it's already in the pipeline, you can't take it back, but you certainly don't have to fill the pipeline again. So, and our U.S. attorney, yeah, I think what Sessions had intended was to give those U.S. attorneys, we have four of them in California, four districts, ours up here is our McGregor Scott once again, so that's cool, and so give them more discretion to go after this instead of the Obama look the other way thing, just like Obama looked the other way on immigration with his DACA business. So, yeah, picking and choosing laws, that's what that administration, Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. And at the state level, Jerry Brown was an attorney general before he got governor 2.0 again. And these guys, you know, Xavier Becerra, the new attorney general, these guys, they pick and choose. They like to come down hard on gun laws or gun laws that don't even exist. But as far as drug laws or immigration, they're bending over backwards to defy federal law. And, you know, basically they need to be punished for that. So it's
yeah. Well, we have a caller. We have a caller. So, Bob, do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, I do. You know, Mr. LaMalfa, I really like what the House of Representatives have done with now voting in the thing about representation all across the United States. A lot of states are figuring they are not getting very good representation. But here in California, we have the same lawsuit going. And what I would really like to know is when you're going to get on board with the state of Jefferson and help us out for the same thing, to help us get our three-judge panel like you did there in the House of Representatives. And then we can get away with all this problem in California.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for that. I had a State of Jefferson T-shirt before you did, I'm sure. I had one back in the 80s. It didn't say Jefferson, but it showed the division of, clear-thinking counties away from the rest of the state. And I've had the State of Jefferson license plate frame on my Mustang since 2001. So I believe in what is being talked about and fought for here. And everybody says, oh, it's a pipe dream, never happened, but they're also the same people who would be okay with it if it did happen, a bunch of them. I think 7 out of 10 people in Northern California would like it if it did happen. So what I always come back down to, though, is that there's not enough people that are feeling enough pain by living in the state yet that are motivated to get out and make this happen. You know, 2 out of 10 are for it, you know, are ready to go fight for it. I think 5 out of 10, oh, it'll be great, but it won't happen. You need to get those 5 to be into your column to make it happen, you know. And so it's going to, under the rules, under the Constitution, it's going to take an action of the state legislature and the Congress to do this. And so I know people are working to have that lawsuit, that three-judge panel you mentioned, be a kickstart to it, but it's not going to be decided just in a court. Now, if you want to go after equal representation in the state Senate, like we used to have until the 60s, where there was a regional component to how Senate representation happened in California, instead of just another carbon copy of the assembly where it was just by population, that's an area of lawsuit that really needs to be pursued, because how you can have Rhode Island with 2 U.S. senators and California with, 40 times the population with 2 U.S. senators, that constitutionally holds up. It, you know, meets the mark. But how you can't have the same type of system in the state of California is amazingly stupid to me. And because again, the model works at the federal level, so that'd be an area to pursue. But it's still going to take an action through the legislative process to split California away from the crazy part. Now, if these CalExit people got some momentum and they made their own country on the coast, not the whole state, that's where people better tune in. If it actually got some momentum, which I don't think it will, but then you better be thinking about how you can have the CalExit people take their own, say, 20 coastal counties and run away and leave the interior 38 counties to be remain the 50th state of California, or whatever you're going to call it. And you don't even have to get permission from the legislature.
Then we can just
that's a long answer, but you know, those are some of the things you look at.
So you're not against the state of Jefferson by any means?
No, I've always told people I'm for it. Yeah. If you can get it through the legislature, I'll carry the bill in the House.
Hey, how much more time do we have with you, Congressman?
I got to kind of leap here in a couple minutes. So do you have a?
Okay, well then let's do the. Let's talk about infrastructure. I think it'd be a huge home run for the Congress, for the House of Representatives and the Senate, if you can push through a infrastructure bill that comes out here and fixes these damn roads, Orville Dam, Orville Dam and the road dams. Anyway, the. Bridges, all these things, that's going to put so many people to work, put so much money back in the economy. And one of the things that Trump said, you want to work infrastructure. What kind of feedback are you getting in the House and anything you might hear from the Senate as is this going to happen?
It's on the front burner this year. This first year we've been, Trump, so far he's only managed to get about 40% of his nominees approved by the U.S. Senate because of all the filibustering and slowing down Schumer and the gang are doing. So it's been a tough year to move things quickly, but we just have to be resilient on that. Trump has wanted it from day one, and my own Committee on Transit and Infrastructure, we're going to be moving pretty boldly on this coming year. So it's the same things you talk about, rebuilding old infrastructure, highways, you know, that right lane on I-5 everybody enjoys so much. That's why you got all the Oregon and Washington plates clogging the left lane at 55 miles an hour. So, I mean, we got to fix the highways. We got to add third lanes, like all the way from Tama up through Shasta and down here in Butte County. Highway 70 is a death alley between Oroville and Marysville. That needs to be done, and it's coming. It's moving forward, but, you know, with the state involved in it, they're going to spend $30 million in two more years just studying the bugs and the fish that are along an existing highway and orchards and stuff. So that's kind of the area of the reform we need to do, is to be able to fast forward it. Trump is very frustrated with that. We've seen him pictured with stacks of documents and, you know, frustrated by 15 or 20 years worth of studying it's like an existing highway, whichever it is, an existing bridge. You have to study the environment like it's a, like you're moving into a thicket of, spotted owl. It's beyond ridiculous, and I think most Americans, the hard hat Americans that maybe haven't always voted for Republicans, this is jobs to them. This is jobs to
this
us.
This is long term jobs for them.
Yes, because there's so much to do.
That's okay. Last question then is, so you're going to be, that's going to be one of the first things you're working on. What do you see in the first 6 months besides the infrastructure? We delayed a week, so the session started. So what are you seeing here that we should be looking for?
As you mentioned, infrastructure, the continuing on doing a better job of our budgeting process. We're going to have to do another short-term continuing resolution because the one we have expires on the 19th. We have a much better process when we do the appropriations, and that will strengthen our military. I mean, we got a lot of teeth gnashing because of these temporary measures do not help the military to be able to plan and do what they need. And so we passed legislation to increase the budgeting on, so we have our readiness for our aircraft, for our ships, for everything. Our nuclear arsenal needs to be brought into this decade so it has that kind of readiness. And so there's a lot of things we need to do in that area too, and this president's leading the way. I mean, it's so awesome, Carl, and to have adults in charge back there. I mean, I know, yeah, the president says all these things, but the team around him, he's got a great team around him. Mike Pence, you know, we went to the movie the other night with him and stuff. It was at the Museum of the Bible. We got good solid people with moral values that are that are by and large running that. Yeah, you know, you have flare-ups here and there, and the president's learning to be president and stuff, but I'm just so much more optimistic than I have been the first 4 years I've been back there. And so we can do all these things, and we have to fight through. We're going to get zero help from the media, and, you know, the left is going to do what they do. And
we're media, but we're not. You know what? You'd be surprised how much in the media are like us when you get down. Well, you get down below that national level.
Let me define the Big East media,
yeah.
The big media, the, you know, the fake news and all that. You know, I just they have put themselves so far out there. I think the credibility level. No, yep. You guys, you do a bang up job, and you call me out when I'm missed the mark, and I appreciate that. And, you know, you give me a
we do it gently,
a little cred when we do something right. So it's just.
Well,
that's
you know what?
Expect.
You know what? If you beat somebody up every time they call in or they're here on the show, you know, why would you even want to come back? I wouldn't. So, but people answer questions. You answer questions very directly, as do most everybody in here. But then,
yeah.
If there's something, then you know that needs to be talked about, then we can do that. There was, you know, there's been votes that you made that you just came out and said, you know what, that was something that we're going to have to change the next time we meet, and you all did. So I think most people understand that.
The votes are a big deal. The votes are part of a great big deal, and there's chunks in there you have to swallow and say, all right, we're going to have to fix that later in a different, So, like, in parts of the tax bill, and even the FISA bill we did yesterday.
Oh,
that wasn't exactly what I wanted, but I hope.
Does that mean somebody can listen in on every one of my phone calls?
Well, you know, there's not quite the hype you're seeing on some of the folks coming on Fox. It's a little improved over what we'd had. But it's going over to the Senate, and if we didn't get it out yesterday, then the Senate wasn't going to have time to do their process to it, and then the thing was going to expire at the end of next week. And I don't want us running uncovered without that ability and have the whole Middle East or wherever is doing this stuff to say that, ha, they don't have coverage now. They can pull their whatever terrorist tricks they want. So, you know, I held my nose and said, let's move the ball, and, you know, hopefully Rand Paul can grab this thing and shake it up a little bit to some of the stuff that, you know, frankly, our committee chairman didn't let something in there that some of us wanted in that. And so there's some funky business. But anyway, I best run, sir. And
okay.
Linda,
take care of yourself.
Hey, next time you're
be
up
safe.
In the area, you know, give us a call and so we can say hello to you, have a cup of coffee.
All right, man.
All right.
See ya.
You take care. All right.
Bye.
Congressman Doug Lamalfa. Hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for the person and people for in-home, compassionate, caring home care, whether it's short-term or long-term, at Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. 226-8350 is her phone number, but go to Reading Home Helpers and look her up on the net. She handpicks the people to come to your home. She trains them. She makes sure that they fit in with what you need. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people. people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could go to the big game, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our big games, create big memories, swipe to win promotion, where you could win two tickets to watch the big game at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a four-night stay at the Crown Plaza Hotel, round-trip airfare, and free game hospitality, plus $500 cash. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the wheels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, January 25th, where you could win a big game package for two at U.S. Bank Stadium. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not your ordinary game. It's the biggest game of the year. Creating extraordinary memories for years to come. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero of the Reclamation of Reading, downtown Reading. I'm here with my beautiful. You know, somebody said I shouldn't use the term beautiful with you. They said it's just so much pressure.
You know, I said, partner in crime.
Say my, you know, yesterday you were on expedition.
I was on expedition.
And Wednesday you were on expedition, and yesterday you and I were on expedition, but you were out in front of people at 7 o'clock
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah, and I was working.
Not me.
Every day this week has been, like, very intense. But, again, we'll share with
over
our listeners.
And I said, elk killer. Wait a minute. First of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives veterans and seniors discounts. Great place. You know, elk killer, as everybody knows, when we take elk killer, our dog, up to the dog park, pitties run. Labradors cower and pee on the ground.
Mastiffs
have been known to climb trees when elk killer walks in. And so what did I see on elk killer, Jared, this morning? Somebody had kissed her with red lipstick and had left a big red lipstick mark on the side of her neck. Now, this is elk killer. This is the warrior princess. This is Xena of the dog park, and she's got this great big round red lipstick mark. I mean, what's this do?
Because I bit her on the back last night. And
bit
I
her?
That.
You bit her? No, you kissed her.
I'm not on
you,
her.
Well, anyway, they practice their moves, their mixed martial art moves, Jared. You ought to see this. You know what? Elk killer put Linda into an arm bar and made her submit last night.
I did.
She had to tap out last night.
Well, you know, until I'd seen a picture of elk killer, I was picturing like the biggest dog that ever lived,
big and mean.
And then I saw a picture of elk killer and
not quite as big as you thought.
Not
huh?
as big as I thought.
But you know what? You know what? She fights above her weight like we do here. She knows a lot of moves. I'll tell you that arm bar. You know, Ronda Rousey could learn something from elk killer arm bars. Okay, moving right along.
Oh my gosh! Hey, you know what? Let's do a little ticket giveaway here. And see, okay, it's 8:42 in the morning. We're going to be like right now giving tickets away for the Riverfront Playhouse. The show is January 24th, which is a Wednesday. Still have time to plan. It's called Man from Earth. It's a show directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff, by Jerome Bixby, and adapted by Richard Schenkman. After history professor John Oldman unexpectedly resigns from the university, his startled colleagues impulsively invite themselves to his home, pressing him for an explanation. But they're shocked to hear his reason for premature retirement. John claims he must move on because he is immortal and cannot stay in one place for more than 10 years without his secret being discovered.
Did you realize that's why Linda and I are moving next
Tempers
year, Jared?
Rise and emotions flow as John's fellow professors attempt to poke holes in the story, but it soon becomes clear that his tale is impossible to disprove as it is to verify. What starts out as a friendly gathering soon builds to be an unexpected and shattering climax.
You got to remember, the guy who wrote this is the guy that wrote The Twilight Zones, a lot of The Twilight Zones.
Writer of the original Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
And original Star Trek rocked my world.
Yeah.
Okay, and The Twilight Zone originally conceived the story back in the 60s. It would come to be his last great work. Okay, you guys, so now you get to know that they're going to be, and you know, whenever you go to the Riverfront Playhouse plays, you know, it's just wonderful. You leave and you think, wow, I saw theater, and I was thoroughly entertained. Local actors,
really good people
local
there.
People,
yep.
Just doing a great job. So the tickets are for Wednesday, January 24th, 7:30 p.m. Give us a call. We'll give you four right now, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And you have four tickets to go to a wonderful show. That'll be a blast. So take a neighbor.
Yeah. And a Sungo, the reason, you know what, I do take Elk Killer into the small dog park. And the reason I do that is to protect the small dogs. And it's also known as all the big dogs, the Pitties, the Mastiffs, the German Shepherds, the Labs, they all run to the other side, the far side of the park, to stay away. So that, you know, small dogs can, you know, like, you know, strut their stuff.
Yeah. And Sandgold, I never got pictures of those glasses. If you did,
she said you needed to give her a call, or she could give you a call. So if you just send us a personal message, or you give Linda a call here at the station.
She left a message, a phone number, but I didn't call her because I said, just send me a picture of the glass.
She can't do that unless she has your cell phone.
Oh, that's right.
Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. And we're coming back, as you know. Here's people that say, I didn't want to hear Journey anymore. So we come up with a new song. So we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:45 here on Friday, the 12th of January.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military. military experts, researchers, and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
No, keep it going. Come on.
Turn it up.
From the yin to the yang to the magazine? I'm one of a kind and I'll bring death to the place you're about
to be. Another river of blood running under my feet. Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Don't like Journey? I got another one there for you.
A river of blood running under my feet.
A yin and a yang to my magazine.
You basically kind of feel that way, I guess, you know, after 33 years in the Marines. I mean, that wasn't what you... Okay, give us just a 30-second... Give us a 30-second quick insight of your boot camp experience.
Of my boot camp experience?
Yeah.
I can remember it like it was yesterday. I can't remember what you served me for breakfast this morning, but I can tell you that when I came into boot camp, what happened. And I can tell you during the times, I can tell you what we did. I can tell you that the first time we got to walk guard duty, it was so cool because you got up and you had a whole time. You could walk around. You could drink as much water as you wanted. It was just like, yeah.
That ended abruptly?
No, because then you walk in guard duty, and then you go wake somebody else up, and they walk it. You know, it's fire watch.
Mm.
You know, and then you graduate, and it's a huge day in your life because you know you're standing there and you're in your uniform. We'd won all the streamers on the island. We were honor platoon and all these things.
So you have kind and wonderful thoughts. So you didn't want to kill your
sergeant and your skin
crawl off your back.
No. I actually met them afterwards when I was an officer. Master Sergeant Kaiser and Gunnery Sergeant Bell. When I found Bell, he was in the same camp. I mean, he was in the same base I was. And I said, this is Lieutenant Bott. I'd like to talk to you, Gunny. He goes, can I ask what it's about, sir? I went, nope. And as I'm walking across the parade deck, there he is, and he's standing out there, and his head's moving just like it was at boot camp. And I walked up. He saluted me. He goes, which platoon, sir? And because he knew it, that's probably what it was. We had a great reunion, talked for a long time, found out what happened to everybody, and then really, I never really saw him again after that. But, boot camp, Marine Corps. This portion of the show is brought to you by... You know what? I got the greatest 2018 Happy New Year card from Lance Beck.
Oh.
Lance Beck is the owner of...
We dropped up high for them.
State Security. And he's looking forward to so many things that they're doing this year. They are expanding. They're getting bigger. They're doing so much to help our community. Lance Beck and his people there, they're taking over a large portion of the river trail and bikes, going back and forth to keep the trail safe. They keep our power station safe. They do the Colt 45s. They do football games. It's the largest security firm north of Sacramento. They're looking for some good people, and they need people because as they're expanding like this, but it's also a great place for you if you're starting out and you're thinking you might want to go into law enforcement. It's a good place to start. Tom Basenko started there. Many of our police that are on the that are either deputies or on the police department started there at North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Great people down there. 243-0295. Okay. We got like 8 minutes left. It's the end of the week. Things that are going on. Rapping, and now you will start wearing your skinny jeans around your knees and ride a child's bicycle while carrying a backpack full of tools to break into cars. Slippery slope. Be warned. He's talking about my rap music.
Okay.
I know who this is. I haven't seen you in a long time. I didn't even know if you were still alive there, buddy. I'm glad to see that you're back.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Do you really want to keep that... Well, okay. You know what? You're allowed to have one bump piece of music or not one. Listen, I like allocating. Pick whatever bump music. I loved the Glen Campbell, and we need some Blondie. We need some, we need to mix it up a little bit here.
Jared's the dude.
Of Seagulls.
I played some Glen Campbell earlier.
Yeah, you did. That's what I love.
You know, Bob gets into it, Bob Martin, when he does it on the weekends.
Little Sinatra, Dean Martin. I'm not hearing anything past the 60s, though.
Well,
no, I'm not hearing.
There's nothing been written past
Benny
the 60s.
Goodman.
Okay, maybe some rap stuff. You know, Ying and the Yang in my magazine.
Walking over blood or something.
No. Rivers of blood flowing around my boots.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
come on.
Uh-huh, that's...
You know what? And if you look at the music video
Peace
that comes with,
honored.
It shows. It shows. You know, it shows Marines in combat and other things. So, okay, that was enough of that. So we'll come up with something else, and maybe we can vote on it or something. Of course, my vote supersedes other votes. The only one that votes more than me is Linda. Okay. If we vote, my vote counts 5. Yours counts 10.
Do I get a vote?
Yeah, yours counts 1.
Oh, all right.
Yours counts 1. Mine counts 5. Linda's counts 10.
Anyway.
So you and I together.
We hope you have
I and 3 others together don't equal Linda's vote.
We hope you have a great weekend. There's so many events that are going on in town, and you know, just great, great stuff. I understand that there's a burlesque show that's happening at the Dip.
At the what?
The Dip, which used to be, oh my gosh, how come I can't think of the name of it? Come on, help me, Sue. The Dip. The Dip, which is next to. Oh, my gosh. It used to be Billy Bombay's. There we go. So I haven't been there yet, but I hear that this is a super progressive. They've cleaned it up. It's just a really happening place, and you're getting a lot of great acts. In fact, yesterday while having coffee with a girl, there's an all-female band that plays only Led Zeppelin. Okay, I'd like to go see that. Hear them.
Well,
you know that?
You know?
Well, I'm just saying, I heard that's kind of some colorful stuff that's happening at the Dip. And this is part of that whole downtown resurgence that's happening with people coming in and cleaning up the clubs, opening restaurants. We've got some wonderful things here on Market Street here next to us. We've got the Parlor, which is a beautiful downtown. We've got studio, like two salons on each side of us. And then next to that here on Market Street, is a real estate office that does a co-op on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you look in there, and it's like people gathering just to get on their emails and talk with each other and network, and there's coffee there, and there's theory coffee, and there's T-shirts, and there's all kinds of wonderful things that are going on here in downtown.
There are. Hey, David Kehoe, Supervisor Kehoe, has come up with some new ideas for shaking up the Board of Supervisors meeting. And he put out a slate of proposals. One of them is he's proposed meeting in various communities around the county a few times a year and a few night meetings during the year, lengthening the public comment speaking time. And the purpose of the proposal is to give more people a chance to participate in local government. And the reason, you know, it's interesting because when they asked him, you know, are you doing this because of the election? Initially, he said his proposals had nothing to do with his plan to seek another term. But after giving him some thought, he changed his mind. Well, he said, hell yes. The campaigns, because campaigns are about ideas, and this is chock full of ideas. But he's also, I can come back for all the times he's been on our show and ask him about that, and he's never supported it before. But he's supporting it now because finally, nobody was ever run against him, but now two people that have got a good chance. You have Missy MacArthur and Joe Comente are running against Kehoe. And Kehoe, every time you ask him about meetings at night or any of these, oh, no, that's too hard to do. Well, trust me, the rest of his supervisors are telling him that. Oh, no, I just know we'd have to pay people at night, according to Modi. Oh, no, it would cost a lot of money to go to another place. Excuse me. But why don't you just not pay him during the day and then have him come on at night that one time? I mean, if the city can figure out how to do this, if the city of Reading, which has problems in so many different ways, can figure out how to do this, why can't the board of supervisors? You want to have great ideas, Dave, thanks, but now because somebody's running against you, just to me sounds, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like taking advantage of the moment. Where were you 8 years ago, 4 years ago when we talked about these things, about letting, giving it, opening it up more to people? The other thing is, what I'd really like to hear good ideas from the Board of Supervisors is where to put all these people that the police and sheriff arrest. How about an idea for that? The question is, they took $500,000 from extra money or money they had. How much of that has been spent on putting people into other counties? Has it all been used? Has some of it been used? Has any of it been used? Called Mary Rickert. She returned my call, but we have not talked again. But we're going to have her on soon. Next week, let's hope, plus a few others. Anyway, just a thought. But you know what? Even no matter the reason, Dave, I am glad you're trying to do this. I am glad you're trying to open up the meeting so people can actually get there in the evenings for people that work like yours truly here and many others. So even if it was a reason because of the election, at least there's some movement. Everybody, y'all have a great day. Have a great weekend.
And check out Donnie Greenberg's A News Cafe newest article. It's so funny about online dating. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? We need to have her come on anyway because she's fun to talk to.
She is great. Okay.
All right. Here's your chance, Jared.
Well,
hit it.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Washington. In a White House ceremony this past hour, President Trump signed a proclamation honoring slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Dr. King's faith and his love for humanity led him and so many other heroes to courageously stand up for civil rights of African Americans.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day will be observed throughout the country on Monday. President Trump gets his first medical checkup as president.